My lucky number is 4 billion. That doesn't come real handy when you're gambling.
Come on, 4 billion.
Fuck, 7. Not even close. I need some more dice.
John Cicada is going to join the show.
This is the greatest day of all time.
Why?
This is not just another day.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
All right, Dave, it is baseball season, and our Twins are playing right now. They've got a 3-0 lead, so Lou, there's your score update for the night. Not enough runs.
Yes.
We need a few more runs here, but we'll take a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, we'll take it where we can get it. The crafty veteran Rich Hill on the mound tonight, pitching well, so that's very encouraging to see that from the Twins.
And believe it or not, tomorrow, game 6, that'll be the 10% mark of the season. It's flying by.
Wow.
It's going to be over before we know it. But hey, at least the Twins are off to a hot start here. We're probably going to lose our over bet tonight, but we'll still be above 500 in 3-2. So, and I'm not getting off the horse. I'm riding this beast until the end.
Hell yeah. It's the best bet to watch. I mean, you're cheering for fun. And you're always going to be watching the Twins game anyway. So, yeah, I've been having a great time.
Absolutely. Yes. Go Twins. Your pitching could be a little bit worse. I'll allow you to pitch a little bit worse and give up a few runs to the opponent if it'll help me out. But love to see those W's anyway. Another thing we wanted to bring up right off the bat that was announced today was our guy, Paul Meat Sauce Lambert, was named the best sports talk radio host today by City Pages. That's a pretty freaking cool award for the Sauce Man.
Hell yeah. Covenant claps, as PA would say. Yeah, and well-deserved. You know, Sauce maybe gets a bad rap for his character. You know, Paul Lambert is a very talented, capable person. You know, Meat Sauce sometimes can be a little forgetful, stumble over his words a little bit. But yeah, he's grown such a big cult following and has just had so much success and has been such a big part of the team there that, well-deserved Meat Sauce.
Yeah, that was really cool to see. And of course, we're big fans of Saturdays with Sauce. And I think that's where you kind of see that real personality kind of come out a little bit on Saturdays with Sauce. Which, speaking of which, what the hell is up with that athletic program that was running on Saturday? I want Sauce every weekend. And sorry, I don't pay to subscribe to The Athletic, and I'm not going to listen to a 2-hour ad for The Athletic. I want my Sauce.
I know. I turned it on as I was going to the grocery store, and I'm like, okay, Russo's breaking down the 2003-2004 Minnesota Wild versus Vancouver Canucks series. I want to listen to, you know, Sauce and Nordo talk about which bar has the best waffle fries.
Or which,
you
Twinkies
know, give me some
ho-hos.
Good content.
Yeah, Twinkies and Ho-Hos are the best for sure. I mean,
yes.
Come on.
I want the two fat guys on the tandem bike.
Although, if you did listen to it, how many calls did Russo take about the Baltimore Orioles bullpen?
Well, he could have taken about 2,700 because it sounds like that's his following.
Oh, yeah. So, yes. So very, very big and well-deserved congratulations to Sauce. And was very happy to see that. And it's cool to see all the accolades he's getting today.
Now, we're recording this on Wednesday night. So this will come out probably after the show on Thursday. Corey is going to bring this up about 47,000 times tomorrow and somehow shame Sauce for winning this award. You know that's going to be the bit tomorrow.
Probably, although there was part of me thinking, like, or is the bit that Corey and Chris, like, conspire to not mention this at all because Paul, you know, is getting accolades all day and retweets and everything like that. So was it going to be part of the bit where Corey and Chris purposely do not say a word about it and wait for Sauce to, like, somehow slip it in there that he won this award? But
I think I'm more excited for how Chris and Corey are going to take this than actually for Sauce about the award.
Yep, and it should be a very interesting reaction. So that should be fun tomorrow. All right, well, we've got a fun show for you tonight. We're going to do, of course, Bets Update, Quotes of the Week, and then we're going to take a little trip down memory lane. We're going to go back 6 years. It's hard to believe it's already been 6 years, but for those of you that have not been listening for 6 years, this has been referenced multiple times, but Corey and Sauce had a fun little visit with one John Cicada back in 2014, and we're going to replay that and revisit that. It was it's a very, very fun moment. It didn't make our goat bracket, but definitely is a fun part of Power Trip history.
It was not just another day on the Power Trip that day.
It definitely was not. And we also got quotes notes, so that will be our show for today. We'd like to thank, we've got a new Patreon shout out to do today. We'd like to thank Ryan H. for becoming a Patreon member. So thanks, Ryan, and welcome aboard. And hopefully we're going to be getting that initials happy hour in here. I got to get busy on that. I don't have an initials game written. I got to get one written and get that on the schedule. So hopefully in the next week or so, we'll get that going for you guys at Patreon. If you guys are interested in taking part in that or just supporting us in general, that's patreon.com/betsandquotes. Time for some bets.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though. Power Trip Odds.
Not a lot to talk about this week. We had a fun little $1 bet at the very beginning of the show this morning because
I loved it.
Sauce talked his way all the way down to a $1 bet that Chris Hockey could not name at least two of the teams that Phil Jackson had coached. And the shocking part of this bet was I definitely would have been on Corey's side of this, but Chris immediately said Bulls and Lakers, like, instantly. He didn't have to, like, ponder it. He didn't guess Golden State, which is, like, the default basketball answer.
Right.
He nailed it right away. So congrats, Corey, on the $1 in your Venmo account.
Yeah, I loved it. You know, sometimes Sauce will initiate the bet and be like, oh, there's no way that Hawk knows this. And then Corey goes, $50. And they're like, $20, $25, you know, it's like down to a quarter, like a dime, a penny. And he, like, never wants to actually, like, bet something on. So at least there was a dollar. And if he would not have said that and made the $1 bet, Corey probably wouldn't have found the big news that happened today about, you know, paying Zach off for some, you know, allegedly some drugs.
Yeah, that was...
So like, the butterfly effect there is kind of crazy.
Oh, yes. I didn't figure out exactly what was purchased, but yeah, we'll just leave it to the imagination there. So the other bet that I wanted to do an update on is the over-under 25.5 home runs for the home run leader between Bonus and Corey. As of right now, and it's early, and I get the whole pace thing, because the pace thing annoys me about as much as anybody, but we go with what we have, right? And so your home run leader right now is actually Nelson Cruz. 3 home runs through 4 games entering tonight. He is not homered tonight yet, but the game is still in progress. So that puts him on a pace of 45 home runs, which would easily be the over and give John Bonus the win. Of course, like I said, the whole pace concept is very sketchy at best. Quite a few guys have 3 home runs. There's a lot more with 2, so... You know, a few guys off to a little bit of a hot start. This bet will start to take shape more, obviously, as we get into August and move through August to see if anybody's really hot and will attempt to approach that 25.5 number. So,
yeah, you know, on that bet, I always thought it was kind of interesting when they brought it up. And I thought that the under would be the play. But maybe it's the small sample size thing or just watching the Twins play too much. But it's like Kepler gets 2 in the first 2 at-bats, and, like, you still got 59 games left, and, like, Cruz is hitting them left and right. I might think that it would be over now. I don't know where you are at this on this, Chuck.
Well, when I did the analysis, for a team's first 60 games, like, nobody has gotten anywhere near 25.5 in the last, 8 years. So I definitely feel like it's going to be under just based on history. But, yeah, you never know. Small sample size, and maybe somebody gets hot. And there have definitely been a lot of players that have hit more than 25.5 home runs in a 60-game stretch. They just haven't done it at the beginning of the season. So, we'll see how it all plays out. All right. Well, the other thing I wanted to bring up was the I've done a flip flop on the flip flop with my NHL playoff betting strategy, as they actually posted some of the game lines this week. And as I started looking at the actual odds, I'm flipping back to the original idea, which was just bet the straight out underdog team. Who's ever given better odds, I'm just going to run with them. I'm going to do that for the first round, and then I'm going to compare between that and the flip flop strategy and see which one did better. And then maybe whichever one did better, that's what I'll go with for the last four rounds of the playoffs. But the average of the first eight games, the average underdog was +119. And I'm like, that is tremendous value for something that feels like an absolute crapshoot. So
for sure,
I will take +119 on a random hockey game all day long. So we'll run with that for the first round. We'll, of course, update you on how that all works out. So NHL playoffs, Wild Play Sunday night should be a whole lot of fun.
Sports.
How about some quotes?
Sure.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, friends, it is time for the quotes of the week. And we will start at number 3 with Chris Hockey.
Oh, poor Zach's he's in the jailhouse now.
Okay, so
there's some things about jail he's not going to mind.
Well. Yes. Yeah,
even Zach retweeted that, so.
Of course.
Whatever. I don't know if he's trying to promote something there or not, but I'll stay out of that business. But
I think Zach would retweet pretty much anything that you mentioned him in.
For sure. Especially if you rate 69 in there, too.
Oh, duh.
We're going to stay with the Hawkman himself here at number 2.
You know what the whales did when they saw you on the boat?
They
went whale watching as well.
I just need that bounce.
Oh, that was really funny. And that was the first ever Power Trip quote inside of a book of meat sauce passage being written. So first there for Power Trip quotes.
Yeah, good thing the typewriter didn't destroy the audio. So yeah, perfect.
Yes, very funny. All right. And at number 1 this week, it is Paul Meat Sauce Lambert.
Yeah. It costs too much to smoke anyway. You don't want to do that.
Nah. Just buy them and throw them in the trash.
But a sauce knows it just looks so cool.
Banging lung darts whales.
Banging lung darts?
Yeah, banging lung darts and wheeling broads, man.
God.
You know what that is?
Oh, my God. I have never smoked outside of cigars. I'll smoke the occasional cigar with some buddies, but I have never smoked cigarettes. I am probably the number one person that loves the terms like lung darts, pulling heaters, especially if it's referencing like John Daly or somebody like that. I love those terms.
Yes. Lung darts are my new favorite slang term for cigarettes. That is definitely for sure. KFAM Pro Shop coming up here, possibly. Maybe a slogan there. Maybe it's not politically correct to advocate that cigarettes are cool, but hey, hell, sauce is making a living doing it.
Pulling lung darts, hell yeah.
All right, well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, well, we're going to start your thoughts off by going down memory lane.
Down memory lane we go.
Back to 2014 when the guys got a call from the one and only John Cicada. Now, of course, everybody knows his big hit, Just Another Day, had lots of other big hits. Really cool story about his life. And he happened to be available for a book that he was promoting kind of about his life, because he has a very interesting life story. He was a Cuban refugee, you know, came to the U.S., kind of did the whole American dream thing, had a very successful music career, you know, sold something like 20 million albums, just, you know, great career, and was coming on the Power Trip to promote his book. And Chris happened to find out that he was available and thought it would be perfect because he knew how much Corey and Sauce loved to sing Just Another Day. So Chris, you know, as he likes to do, he was a little bit mysterious about who the guest was. And it started off with them kind of playing 20 questions about who the big guest was going to be.
Could this person sell out the Target Center?
Not anymore.
Singer?
Not anymore. Singer.
Yes.
One of my favorite bands?
Yes.
311?
No.
Rage Against the Machine?
No.
Deftones?
I misspoke. It's not one of your favorite bands.
No, it's
John
not.
Cicada?
Is he...
Yes! Come on! You have John Cicada on the show?
Yes.
Yes!
Come on!
Why is this just for me? This is for both of us.
I didn't want to give it away. If I said it was for both of you, you'd know. John Cicada's got a new book.
Come on.
A memoir called A New Day.
Is he going to get annoyed when we ask him 90 questions about this song?
And who cares?
Miami Sound Machine?
Oh,
John God. Cicada.
Turn this up.
How did you do this, Augie?
I'm a genius.
Yes.
Lost in the Shuffle. That was one hell of a guess by Meat Sauce. I'd forgotten that until I played it back. That like, as soon as Hockey basically said it's not a band, Sauce nailed it.
Now, but if you go back to the 2014 era, that's Music Treaty year. That's, you know, the guys battling back and forth of playing, you know, all those, you know, Sauce and Corey playing all the La Isla Bonita and all these, you know, to really poke at Chris, and, you know, Chris coming back with Warrant and Wasp and Stinger and Dinger. And so John Cicada, you know, that song got played a lot when, you know, Chris was down the hall taking a leak, and Meat Sauce would come back with the bumper music. So, you know, if he guessed that today in that scenario, it would kind of be like a Mark Hamill type of guess.
Yeah, I'm very impressed. He pulled that. He you know, he said it in a way too where it was like, you know, he kind of knew that was the right answer. So yeah, obviously got the boys very excited. I think Corey was so excited that he completely lost sight of the fact that Sauce had absolutely nailed the guess and didn't try to debunk how Sauce might have possibly known that. But yeah, so. As they're waiting for John Cicada, of course, they're playing some Cicada bangers and waiting for the call to come in.
It's a good song.
This is breathtaking.
Are you losing your breath? The hotline's ringing!
Sauce, are you ready for this?
This could be it.
I'm nervous.
Don't screw this up.
The hotline's
Rosie,
ringing.
I'm nervous. Yeah. I'm not nervous. I'm excited.
You look like
unbelievably
you're excited.
Excited.
Obviously, I guess the right word is aroused. John Cicada?
Yes.
Hi, oh. Mr. Cicada. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you?
We are so pleased to talk to you. Listen, I'm bringing you on because we're here in Minneapolis on the Power Trip Morning Show. I have what is, without a doubt, the two biggest fans of John Cicada ever that I do this show with. And we did a mystery guest thing today where I had them guess it was you, and they flat did not believe. It's like Christmas Day on the Power Trip Morning Show. So may I introduce to you... Corey Cove and Meat Sauce Paul Lambert, gentlemen, John Cicada.
Mr. Cicada, this is an honor.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, here's the...
Damn, Donaldson killed that.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's
now.
All I can hear now is when they have like a, you know, a larger-than-life person on as an interview. I'm like, damn, you know, Donaldson really killed that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And now, yeah, at the time, you know, your radar really wasn't up for something like that. Yeah. If the Cicada thing had happened today, it would have been like, come on, where's Donaldson? And waiting for him to slip into a little Tommy Wiseau and away from the little John Cicada. So, but alas, it's the real John Cicada. And of course, we had to get the background on Just Another Day.
We are unbelievably obsessed with your song, Just Another Day. Like, beyond obsessed.
Thank you. It was that was the beginning of everything for me, that song. So, yeah, I'm very, just very happy that I was able to to write that song, and that became the hit that it became.
You'd be surprised how well these two can sing this song. And how often they do sing it.
Always.
And
yes.
A lot of times, Mr. Sakata, I've walked into the studio in the morning fresh, bright and early, and it's just the two of them in here with it turned all the way up singing to each other.
All right. Well, thank you. I am I'm flattered.
Mm-hmm. He definitely sounds freaked out that these two guys are a little bit overzealous.
You guys are fucking weird, man. Like, just chill out.
For sure. It was, I like the long pauses. It was kind of like, oh, yeah.
Thank you.
So they continued to talk about the origins of Just Another Day.
What point did you know this could be my life-changing kind of a song?
You know, that's the thing. You don't know, but you have a feeling about it that hopefully it's something that you're proud of and... like every song that I've written since, and we felt good about it. When me and my buddy that I wrote the song with, when we came up with that song, and we came up with it pretty quickly. We thought we had something special, but in the end, you you don't know until people hear it and you get the feedback, and then you hopefully then you know if you get some positive feedback, then you realize that maybe okay, you have something in your hands that's worthwhile.
He seems like a nice guy.
He does.
So yes, that's cool to hear. I mean, obviously, it's his signature song, and you always wonder about songs that just become a huge hit and that become identifiable for a group or an artist, and it's like you wonder how often that group or that artist is like, "Mother of God, we have to play this song again."
Yeah. Because I mean, like. Every other John Cicada song sucks, let's be honest. But Just Another Day bangs so hard.
Oh, it totally bangs. You know, he's got a couple whalers in there. But, if you go to a John Cicada concert, you are definitely there for Just Another Day. There is no doubt.
Yep. That's when your top comes off, Chuck.
Always. And, of course, my top was getting ready to come off because it was time for Corey and Sauce to serenade their hero.
Mr. Cicada, real quick, I just want to jump in. The chorus is coming up, and they would like to sing it to you. Are you okay with that? Seriously, would you mind? Because this is...
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Let me hear it.
Let's go, guys.
Okay.
That's meat sauce.
Nail it, Sauce. Ready?
Here we go. Here it comes. This is big for
them.
Yeah,
we're ready.
But you can feel free to sing along as well if you'd like.
Sauce, do it.
I don't want to find another way to make it through the day without you.
Do you want to join them, Mr. Cicada? Do you want to sing with them?
Wow. Let me tell you, I appreciate the passion. I really do. First and foremost, thank you so much. That was heart-wrenching, what I just heard.
One of the best guest lines in the history of the Power Trip. That was heart-wrenching.
I think he meant to say horrendous, but no, the guys actually did pretty well. And I mean, it's all about that nailing that first note that, and they both hit it. So like, it was kind of a bit anyways. So like, and he wasn't really taking it super serious. The interview, like, super seriously, so might as well have fun.
Yeah, he was definitely a very good sport about it, but oh my. I like Hawk too. He's like, "Do you want to sing along with them?" And it's like, they're doing a good enough job butchering my hit all by themselves. So
yeah. What was that? I can't hear, you're cutting out.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point where you I'm not hearing you. My cell signal is awful over here, so yeah. So that was the John Cicada incident from 2014, and surprisingly, John has not been on the Power Trip since then. So,
not a recurring guest.
Not a recurring guest. I think he probably had a couple extra sessions of therapy that week after hearing someone butcher his song. But
yeah.
Lots of fun. Well, speaking of people butchering a song, you ready for Quotes Notes?
I knew that was such a good transition, Chuck. God damn it.
29 years of my life instilled. Gambling on soccer just for a thrill, oh no. I have no explanation. Hawk realized quickly that he knows he should stay off TikTok at work to prevent Bigfoot. That man is always horny. And so City Pages theme song's host of the year. Look at him right over there, he's shedding a tear. And Sauce is getting a very hard wiener. Zach flew to Colorado up in the sky just so that Meat Sauce could get real high. Then demoed him for puking on his grandma. And I said, whoa, 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 whoa. Say hey, Quotes Notes is on. And I said, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, Quotes Notes is on.
Checkmate.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just go back and listen to Corey and Sauce sing again and hear those fingers on the chalkboard.
Hey, I went for the level of difficulty, you know. There's some tough notes in there to hit.
There are, and you didn't hit any of them. Take it away.
Yes. All right, let's start with the year-round KFAM Pro Shop is such a genius idea, and I think it's something that the Rubes have been – or at least I know me and you have been looking for about, you know, 4 or 5 years now. One of my favorite parts of the year and of the state fair is just going to get the shirt. And, you know, I still rock all of the shirts that I have. I got, you know, a couple of 13, 14 of them around here. You know, there's some big things that, you know, one, the ceiling fan incident or the Zamboni, like you could put something out there with the power trip on it and it run 100 of them and it'd be limited quantities and they'd sell like hotcakes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's a brilliant idea. They just need to do it. And, yeah, we will restock our wardrobe with the, I need something to replace my Meat Sauce in the Whaler shirt because, it is faded beyond belief. And, so yeah, I need to get some new ones into the rotation.
I'm still in search of a Meat Sauce in the Whalers, baseball 3/4 sleeve shirt. My pursuit is still ongoing. love the button, the new button that Hawk put in. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. Though, why don't you cry about it, saddlebags?
Yeah,
button bar from Jim Carrey. Oh, that is so funny. I love Jim Carrey. He's one of my favorites of all time.
Oh yeah, he's got some great great buttons on the old button bar.
Hell yeah. Tommy's still looking for a sponsor for his for the TNC, the Thursday Night Dinner Club. Is just so authentic and so on brand for Tommy Olsen. Love him. Great guy.
He just needs to put it, like, create a Venmo account for it, and the Rubes will support it. The Rubes will be a sponsor.
We just need to find a restaurant for him, I guess. I don't know. Brianne has been killing it lately. So she was slow on the scene. I think it was, I think the first time that she was actually on was right before, the first initials major at TI in like 2018 or 2019 or something like that. And, you know, she's really taking it up. She's jumping on the John Bonus laugh track, now, and she's especially laughing at Corey's jokes, which I know he, you know, appreciates and has mentioned on the air. So yeah, Brianne's just been killing it lately. So, kudos, Brianne.
So she's basically a laugh track at this point. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, if you're there, you might as well laugh, you know, it's a radio show.
Yeah, for sure. No. I have, enjoyed having her, in studio and stuff, a little bit more than I enjoyed her as host of the After Party podcast back when, she was doing that. Because she never seemed to listen to the show. See, now that she's listening to the show and getting in on the bits, she's so much better.
You know, that was the key. When she would talk about Howard Stern and Joe Rogan and the other stuff, you know, it's not real relatable for the Power Trip guys. And yeah, now she gets the bit.
Absolutely.
Twins Over has been killing it. I know we're kind of on the fence to lose our second in a row here, but started off 3-0, 3-0 for Bets and Quotes. So we're going to keep that going. Go Twins over.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, baseball's been really good this year. So yeah. I was very thrilled when the Marlins didn't freaking sabotage the entire season on Monday. So yes. Yeah, let's keep the betting going.
Yes. next one I have here, Love All Hockey is going back to the old audio clip load-in dates. So I think he's set up some alarm or like alert system for when the date of a button bar or like an audio clip that he's loaded into the system, like before it expires or whatever, it comes up with a notification, and it's finding all these really funny bits. Like the other day with the Boom Goes the Dynamite thing,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of bringing those back. I love it. And, you know, it kind of gives us some ideas for some down memory lanes and stuff too. So love that he's doing that.
Yeah, it's funny. Whenever I, like, even this John Cicada episode where I went back and pulled the audio from, it's like, you know, you'll hear, like, you know, sponsors that were different or segments that they did or, you know, games that they did back then. Yeah. And you're like, you know, you kind of fade from your memory, or it's like, oh yeah, I remember when they used to do that and stuff. And the whole, you know, for years, and I, this is one of those things I never thought they would get rid of, and then just one day they did, was the "Here's What Really Matters" opening.
Yeah, and cutting it right before Hawk would say end the sentence or whatever.
Right.
That whole bit was just awesome.
He only ever played it in full, I believe, twice. Once, like, when they first did it, and then, like, once very near the end of the run, he played the whole thing. And everybody, like, Corey, it derailed Corey for most of the segment, because he was like,
whoa!
He played the whole thing.
He did it!
Yeah.
It's like a where were you moment.
So, yeah, that's awesome. It's cool to hear some of that vintage stuff.
Oh, yeah. Next up, Corey brought up Route 100 the other day. Holy smokes. I think it's kind of like, you know, UV Blue or something. Everybody kind of has a Route 100 story. You know, it's not something that you drink a lot, but you remember the time that you forgot that you drank it. Had some times with the old Route 100 and Root Beer Barrel's Whale. next up, I have the mayonnaise receipt that got brought up the other day, using that as a t-shirt idea. So I thought there was a picture of the actual receipt at some point on Twitter, and I haven't found it in my digging yet. But just like I created a template for you, Chuck, for sending out those bet results, the little betting slips, I'm going to recreate the mayonnaise receipt. And, you know, I'm going to obviously, I got some information. It's not going to be perfect, but I think I can make it look, you know, 97%. Out of 100, like a mayonnaise receipt. So, yeah, I think that would be very cool.
Well, a little bit of a spoiler alert and a preview for next week. That might not be necessary. Stay tuned.
Ooh.
It's a little Betts, tease.
Betts Investigates. Episode 1. Next up, I have Corey is... I love how Corey is fascinated by hallucinogenic drugs. Just kind of out of nowhere,
right.
Like not being a drug guy at all. You know, I just think that, you know, and I've never done any, you know, acid or anything, mushrooms or anything crazy like that before. But I feel like Corey might be a underrated person to do something like that with. You know, he always kind of prides himself on being a happy drunk. So maybe he would be a happy high. And, you know, who knows? I don't know. I love how he's fascinated about it.
I just picture him like Larry David when he got high with his dad in that one episode where he just ends up like staring into the mirror and being all confused and everything. That's what I picture from Corey, is just like, what is this? What am I? Stay tuned.
Second to last year, a huge congrats again. We mentioned it earlier to Paul. For being named the City Pages Best Sports Talk Show host for 2020. Hell of an honor, and all that hard work is paying off, me boy. and lastly, so this, I missed it the first time it came around, but Max brought up in the two youths bit that they were doing the other day on Tuesday, he brought up the pick two out of nine and the rest try to kill you bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fascinated by this. And I spent a lot of headspace and a lot of time thinking about this. So I did my own power rankings of the nine things. And I just kind of want to get your thoughts here, Chuck, and maybe the two that you would select. So I am going to start power rankings. At number one, I have 12 wolves. Number two, I have 3 bears. Number three, I have 4 lions. Number four, I have the old white man with the shotgun. Number five, I have 5 gorillas. 6 is 50 eagles. 7 is 10,000 rats. 8 is 7 bison. And 9 is 10 alligators. Now, I base this mostly off speed and defense and aggressiveness. So I guess if I'm going to war with 2 of these, I'm going with 12 wolves and 3 bears. What about you, Chuck?
Well, first of all, you put way more thought into this than I did or any reasonable person would.
Correct.
But I'm with you on the 12 wolves. I would definitely go with the 12 wolves. I would definitely go with the gorillas, though, too. I think the wolves and the gorillas are the combo that you want with this. That's your parlay. That's your two-team parlay right there. The wolves and the gorillas will get it done. However, you know, if you're limited to those 9 choices, that's what I go with. If I'm allowed to kind of expand beyond what the choices were, I definitely would go with some of those little monkeys on motorcycles, like from that one video where the monkey tried to steal the baby. You give me about 25 monkeys on motorcycles, and dude, I will defend anything.
Hell yeah, dude. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I was just thinking about this way too long. I obviously was. And, you know, the internet, I got into even some Reddit forums about this too, but I thought it was a very fascinating thing for Max to bring up. So, you know, good on Max for bringing it up. That's a great radio bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love stuff like that. Yeah, very cool.
And that's it for quotes notes.
All right. Well, I've got a couple for you. Just little bets notes that I would do. And of course, yours are always general observations or things at whale or whatever. Mine, I always keep with the spirit of it, which is things I would have actually said on the air, which was the original idea. But we're way past that at this point. My first one is super narrow casting. There's 2 people that are going to find this funny, but here we go. Rosie said something on the air the other day, and I would have followed it up.
Chronological age has nothing to do with the ability to consume, you know, sort of that kind of information.
Yep.
What are you, a fucking park ranger now?
Genius.
So that was one. The other one is last week, Meat Sauce was looking at Zach, and Zach was doing something in the booth. And Meat Sauce goes, "Zach is blowing kisses," to which I would have responded, "Well, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley have never looked happier."
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Blowing kisses. They're
Kiss. They're in Kiss. I got it. Okay. Hey, you pick on me too much.
They're well known. You've got to know who Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons are. So,
well, I knew who Gene Simmons was.
If for no other reason, the kills.
Kills.
And that will do it for Bets Notes. All right, well, we will be back next week, and we'll pay off that tease. But in the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Baby, rain or shine.